Before our episode begins, don't forget to check out our Patreon at patreon.com/20sides, where you can get exclusive access to our Patreon-only campaigns, The Other Side and Veil of Shadows, and much, much more. We are also thrilled to announce our partnership with Claymore Miniatures. They are ready to print miniatures inspired by the best fantasy art you will ever find. Check them out on My Mini Factory today. Now, hit that intro music. Welcome to 20 Sides, a fast-paced, story-driven, actual play Dungeons & Dragons podcast. I'm your DM, Matt.
I'm Bobby, playing Yaros, the Dwarven Barbarian.
Hey, I'm Jess, and I play Leona, the Moon Elf Wizard.
Hi, I'm Tyler, and I play the Half-Elven Rogue, Ordella.
Join our campaign as we unravel the mysteries of an ancient necrotic evil, right now on 20 Sides. The one closest to y'all says,
"Same to you."
Oh,
thank you.
I want her.
I know. Now we're like, we
want to capture them.
Silas awkwardly goes, "And you too."
NPC with you.
I've never talked to one. I don't know if they understand me right or not. So I'm like, yeah.
Where are y'all headed?
Oh, we're just on a little stroll.
Fresh air.
Yeah.
Where are you headed?
Oh my God.
he's talking like they don't, like they maybe don't understand him.
Real slowly.
Where are you headed? It's like making like, finger puppet.
Like it helps at all.
Yeah.
Home.
Oh, nice.
Where is home?
Yeah, where's your home at?
Okay, Silas, we.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe you should watch.
Up ahead.
In a cave?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds nice and cozy. Do you have any roommates? Like a big one?
No.
It's kind of a weird question.
Do you have any small ones?
Okay. Yeah. Make sure we're on the same page there.
Oh, okay. Not like a big red dragon roommate? Nope.
No dragon roommate.
Huh. Do you like dragons?
They scare me.
Oh. Why? What's your experience with dragons?
Not a lot. They're big, though.
Hmm. Yeah. Would you be? I pull out a pamphlet. Would you be interested in fighting a red dragon with Lichbane Thunderforce?
Sure, you've heard of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. So, could we walk with you guys for a little bit? Or
yeah, you guys got a lot of cool stuff on your.
What's in there?
We caught it.
And it holds up a little cage and this just small furry animal just.
So
is it a,
sweet.
He's not nice now,
isn't it
a
Akita?
I've heard Leo make that noise.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that a Akita or whatever? Whatever animal I turned into.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? He's not nice, but he will be nice. Yeah. What does
that
mean?
We make him nice eventually. We feed him a lot.
Oh. You do that with like animals a lot.
We catch them.
Oh, for
what?
Like pets?
Like a rescue? Yes.
He's gonna be my pet.
Oh, can we come to your house? That sounds so fun.
It does sound so fun.
I
taking
I don't know
animals.
You.
Okay,
well, that's the smartest kobold we've ever
met. Stranger
people
danger.
Just let us hang out.
Like, okay,
oh, that's I don't rude. Know you.
I don't know what to do now.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're
what's
Lich.
Your name?
Well, my name's Leona. We're Lichbane Thunderforce.
What's up? What's that mean?
I don't even know.
I'm not part
I
of.
Hated that
I'm not
name.
Part of it. I just found them. These people. I don't. Not part yeah. of it.
You don't know
You've
them?
Been here the whole time, man.
This is how it happens every time.
Oh, every time? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's
oh,
my gosh. Yeah. My
name is Niblet.
Oh, oh my.
We are not keeping Niblet.
We are. You don't know it yet,
yes,
but we are.
This is the start of our kobold army.
And kobolds are actually cuter than goblins. And I Googled them.
Where are you going?
Gosh.
Okay, well.
You're going ahead. The only thing ahead is to us.
Perfect.
Oh, to you guys? Oh, okay. Well, that's where we're heading.
You brought the Molten Claw Clan?
Yes.
Okay.
Why are you headed that way?
We need to pass through your lair to get somewhere.
Oh.
Just passing through.
Is that
okay?
Not
stopping and creating army of kobold.
I mean, unless you want to join our kobold army.
Okay.
You be a sergeant.
This is Clinker.
Clinker. Clinker.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, no. I don't like him as much.
My name's Clinker.
Yeah, he can stay behind.
He kind of crosses his arms.
Clinker. Oh, no. You get in trouble at school.
We don't go to school.
Well,
you all can... You can go ahead. They always tell us to beware of strangers.
Or not strangers anymore.
I guess not. I like stuff.
Well, you do have a lot of it on
you.
We're
going to be BFFs then.
Okay. Well.
Nibble, does...
Yes.
Is there a leader of clan?
Of course.
Who would that be?
King Skarnax.
King Skarnax. I mean, would you think there would be any problem with us passing through?
It depends where you're going.
Have you ever heard the name Roll Syndex?
Yes.
Oh, well, what is, what do you know of this name?
He is a big red dragon. But beware the fire sprites.
What's that? Okay, we will beware. What should we watch
evil.
For?
They're evil. They're so mean. They're the worst.
What do they do?
They shoot you with fire. If you get close to Roll Syndex, even anywhere close to him, they shoot you with fire. It's so mean.
Have you seen them?
How do we defeat them?
I've seen them.
Have you seen Roll Syndex? Is this...
I've never seen him because I'm too scared to go that way.
Does your clan help Roll Syndex? Or is Roll Syndex a friend of the clan?
No. We don't like him because he likes the fire sprites.
Mm. Okay. That is who we're looking for. So we'll talk to your king and see if...
You're looking for Roll Syndex?
Just yes.
Or the fire sprite? No. Or both?
If they're together, then I guess we'll find both.
Oh.
But mostly Roll Syndex.
Oh. Okay. Do you want to play with my pet?
Maybe once it is trained.
I don't know.
Not right now. It's a little hostile right now.
It is. I had to grab it by its neck.
What is it?
I don't know.
you just grabbed it?
I found it in the mountains.
Brave little kobold.
I've always been told I was brave.
Makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. It does. Are y'all brave?
Affirmation.
I am brave. I spoke to my father, and I was told I was brave.
You are brave.
I talked to my father.
Strong and brave.
Is your father the king?
Nope.
So the king, do you want to bring us to him, or?
Yeah, let's go head that way, I guess. Got to cut through anyways.
We're here now. Yeah, we might as well.
Yep.
Oh.
We'll just walk together. We'll keep you safe.
Okay.
Yeah, and then when we show up, everyone will think we're cool because we're with you.
Yep.
Great. Okay.
I'm the coolest member of the kobolds.
I don't doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
All that swag and flair you have on.
It's all my stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
So y'all walk about 15 or 20 minutes. And then Clinker takes off running. Just takes off. And Niblet goes,
"No, Clinker, what are you doing? Slow down." He always does this. He runs ahead. I don't know why. He thinks I get scared out here by myself, but I'm not. Because I'm brave, like we talked about. I'm very, very brave. So I don't get scared like that.
Is he your brother or something?
He's friend.
He's not a very good friend to you.
Well,
he just leaves you.
He's the only one that will talk to
you.
Me.
Oh. I thought you were coolest kobold.
I feel like I'm the coolest. They just don't know it yet.
Mm.
One day I'm gonna have enough pets that they're gonna think that I'm the coolest.
Uh-oh.
That is not the best pathway to cool. It's having the most pets.
Is it not? Here. Not.
Maybe here. Maybe
the
here.
More stuff you have, the cooler you are.
Oh.
When I go out and find
can't
all this
to
cool
walk
stuff.
Through this.
Well, I'm not here to judge your society. These two might, though. They judge mine.
Oh.
Do you make a good latte here?
I don't know what that means.
Then they will not like it. They're very superficial.
Y'all won't like it?
Harold, are you okay? No, we're fine, little Niblet. Let's go.
Okay.
Y'all continue on. Give me perception checks as you get to what would be the entrance of the Molten Claw Lair?
18.
Ooh. 18. And that's with advantage. Went to plus 10. So.
You said perception?
Yes, ma'am.
19. Ooh. Totes.
6.
What?
So Leo, Ordella, and Silas, you three notice as you are getting ready to enter this lair that there, one, the hole of the lair is very small. Like the you're going to have to bend over, Silas, the entire time you're in this tunnel.
And don't complain about it.
The other thing you've noticed over the past 3 or 4 minutes of walking is that there are holes in the wall that are much, much smaller than the entrance to this. They're about 2 feet tall and a little over 1.5 feet wide-ish. Perfect size for a kobold to go through. Mm-hmm. Impossible
it's
for
like a kobold condo.
An elf or an ASMR or even a dwarf to go through.
Okay.
You've noticed all of these little holes as you're going forward. Niblet walks forward. She goes into the lair and she just turns around and says,
okay, come on. Come on. You want to go talk to King Skarnax?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm like, look at my friends. I'm like, yeah?
I can't go in there, though, right?
Yeah, you can. Just bend over.
I think I'll stay out here.
Just like hunch down.
So does Leo... So looking at the entrance, does it look like it is maybe the size of a dragon? Like a dragon could go in and out of there? Okay, I was
not
just making sure we weren't being like fed to the dragon.
No,
and this is like a trick.
I tell you guys what, I will have a seat right here outside of this door and make sure nothing else is coming in after you.
That sounds good.
So Silas is chilling right outside. You three walk in. As soon as you get about 3 or 4 feet in, Niblet turns around and she says,
oh, you know what? You know how I said I was very, very brave? I am brave because I lured 3 dumb surface dwellers into our cave.
And she takes off running, and I need everybody to roll a dexterity saving throw as you just hear,
oh,
as arrows begin shooting out from the wall.
What will you do if one of them runs off? Yaros asked 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So each of you make a dexterity saving throw as 2 arrows are flying at both
now,
of y'all.
Silas is just sitting outside. He doesn't know any of this is happening.
You don't hear any. I would have said you would have heard Niblet yell that.
Would I have heard what she actually said, or would I have just heard her?
Give me a perception check. Give it to me at disadvantage.
What
too.
If you heard it crystal clear and then you were like, I'm bouncing. Like this is
a time to leave.
20 and a 14.
Disadvantage, so 14 plus.
No, plus.
Okay, so 14. I will say you heard bits and pieces of it enough to know the tone at which she said it. And then you'll probably hear Yaros, Leo, and Ordella like make some type of noise as they're dodging, trying to get out of the way of these arrows.
Okay.
Know something's not right.
Right.
Okay, so give me dexterity.
This is a small enough, like I'm going to have to like crouch down to get in this.
Yeah.
And then once I get in there, it's not like I can stand up. Is it all like that, or is it just
no,
the door?
No, you're just kind of like bent like this, like hunched over.
Sure.
Not like.
But we're talking like a 7-foot ceiling knees. Type situation.
Yeah,
like
6.5 foot.
6.5 foot. Yeah. So I'd really be like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I don't know what to do. But
okay.
Do I see what's shooting at us?
No.
No. Okay. I get advantage if I did, so that's for a dex saving throw. All right, dex saving throws?
Yep.
Yep. Mine's plus 9.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do I need to beat?
Oh, what do you need to beat?
Yeah.
13.
Oh.
Wait, I got a... Oh, I got a 12.
Ah! Wait, you rolled a 3?
I did. Mm-hmm. I rolled a 7, so I got 10 total.
So fail.
My new thing, when you are subjected to an effect that allows you to make a dex saving throw, take only half damage. You instead take none if you succeed, but only half damage if you fail.
Okay, so you will take half of this. So Yarost and Leo, you both take 7 damage, and Ordella, you take 3. As you take, is that evasion?
Yes. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Niblet goes
was
running
it minus
off.
7? You said
what a little
forward.
Turd,
would
dude.
You say it's minus 7?
They're so
yes.
cute.
They are cute.
So cute.
And she takes off running,
you know, Matt played into y'all's
love.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly,
did you message sometime this week about him, too?
No. Oh, she did.
What?
I did.
Is that what triggered?
No. This has been in the works for like 3 months.
Wow. It was meant to be. Okay, I guess.
Well, can we turn around?
I know. What?
Yeah. I want to run out. Am I able to run out?
Yeah.
I have disengage.
Silas is kind of like bent over looking in there. Like,
so Leo takes off. I'll say you like have to push past Yaros. You run out. Yaros and Ordella, what are y'all doing?
If I see Leo running out, I'm like, let's.
I should know if I needed to polymorph.
Oh, no. Okay. All right, so Ordella's running out. Yaros?
Yeah.
But I will. Right.
So y'all three run out. You're standing now at the entrance.
I, like, am hiding in an entrance. I'm, like, hiding in a shadow down there.
Give me a stealth check.
Okay. I will. 15 plus 13. 28.
Jesus Christ.
Plus 13?
I don't remember that happening.
So absurd.
You're a shadow wielder.
She probably just leveled up in something.
Yeah. I'm a lightning wielder.
I'm kind of embarrassed by it.
That's crazy.
So Ordella disappears into the shadow.
When Silas is like,
"What the what?
Wait, what? What just?
We just
was
got
of course a trap.
where's Ordella?
She is hidden, but she is looking for a freaking niblet.
We don't have an Ordella here. We have a Cordella.
Oh yeah, Cordella. I can hear her, but I can't see her.
Are there any other exits that we can see?
Yeah, what's going on with the holes in the
Yeah, tell me more about those holes.
Yeah, so there are other holes, but they would not be big enough for you to get in unless you're going to army crawl through them. You're more than welcome to army crawl through
them. Are they all coming out?
Are they like up in the mountain? Like, are they have to climb up to get these holes?
So where you are now, it's only about 10 feet. The ceiling's only about 10 feet high, and it's cavernous. The entrance to the lair, or what Niblet told you was the lair, and what is, like, if you're looking down at your map, this is the correct entrance to the lair, is about 6.5 feet tall. But around you, not above you, well, around you, there are holes that are about 2 feet, 2.5 feet, 3 feet tall.
I am so mad at that little.
And then I'll say,
I'm sitting here so
Niblet
mad.
Has to die now.
And then I'll say,
in death.
With the high perception checks that y'all rolled, not only did you see the holes on the sides, there are a few holes on the top that are much smaller. They're maybe 6 inches in diameter.
But we have to go through this. We have to go through this to get to where we're going.
Apparently, that's the only.
So where they just ran out of, we have to go through there.
Yeah, to get to Roll Syndex.
But I mean, where we're in now, we're in the still cavernous area with other holes. They could just be start popping out of these.
They could, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we not go over the mountain?
Can't go through it.
We
can't
go over it.
Going on a bear hunt.
Dragon hunt.
Going on a dragon hunt.
No, I'm just trying to think.
But like the thing that we would have to army crawl in, they can still be in there.
They could run in it.
They can run it. Because, right. Right. Okay. So we might as well just go through where y'all just were.
When we went through there, what do we see on that end?
Just a like
the hallway.
The hallway, yeah.
All right,
and it's just a hallway that was gonna snake at some point.
Right,
but again, what we know is we have to go through there.
Right, I didn't know if there's like just a big room where it's like 50 people could surround us in there, and here we at least have like, they come out, we kill one at a time, more. But then if there's these holes where they can come out,
how wide is the hallway they were just in?
About 5 feet. I mean, it was very thin.
Single file if we
go
through?
Yeah, definitely single file.
Okay.
And like to use a maul, I would say you would attack at disadvantage because you're going to be like,
I don't like it.
Poking at them as opposed to swinging.
Because there's only 6.5 foot ceiling.
Yeah, there's nowhere to like full on swing in that hallway. That doesn't mean there aren't bigger spaces.
I mean, it sounds like we got to go through it.
I know, but how do we? I'm trying to think, how do I want to approach it? If I want to polymorph into something that could breathe fire and just like torch up the place, but I would rather not do that. But
especially,
you know,
knowing what we're about to like come up against.
Yeah, and they and the little kobolds, like, I don't know, they just woke up and chose violence all of a sudden.
I know. And I'm genuinely upset. So concerned.
Well, because they probably are with Roll Syndex. They just told us they weren't.
Everybody boycott.
Everybody getting a perception check as you are in this wider hallway. It's about 10 feet.
Oh, dang it.
18.
I got rolled 9 with
D. Oh, I rolled a 20.
Yay.
Plus, I have.
I just got a 20 as well.
Perception.
Second time that's happened.
Plus 10 is 30.
You rolled a 30?
I did. A 20 plus 10. Perception.
God.
I rolled a 9.
I've never heard of that. I don't think I've ever seen anybody get a 30.
Not on perception.
Well, on anything. I've never seen.
I've heard her do on stealth checks for sure, but not a 30 on a perception. Wow. Okay, so I will say all of y'all hear this. You hear patterings.
But I rolled a 30.
Feet.
So you hear it a little more clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hear it's not as muffled to you. Pattering of feet above you.
Oh.
And you hear chatterings and chitterings of voices above you.
Are there holes above us?
Yep. Guys, we better start moving because they are getting into their battle positions.
Okay. Are we rushing down this hallway?
I haven't been in there, but let's go.
It was just
I
hallway.
Say as fast as you can go.
All right. I'm putting the shield on my back so that faces behind me.
Oh,
so I'm not protected. I'm wearing the gauntlets, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm wearing not goblets.
What? You have the gauntlets and the
but
shield?
But the shield is pointed backwards towards y'all to keep you safe.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So since Jarls goes first, I know me being hunched over in there, I'm probably going to be the slowest.
Yep.
So I'm letting Leo and Ordella go, and then I'll follow up.
But only like, what is it? Protect us against fire? Not like...
No.
No, but if something in there is...
Yeah, the flame. They're Molten Claw Clan. I have some kind of fire abilities.
Jarls is going first, followed by Leo and Ordella, and then Silas bringing up the rear. You all run... Y'all are just taking off running down this little hallway. As you are running down this hallway, it is about 60 feet long.
60 feet?
All these arrows start shooting out as you're running past. Everybody give me a dexterity check or dexterity saving throw at advantage because you know it's coming. Yes.
Okay. It's 5 feet wide.
Yep.
And 6.5 feet tall.
Yes.
Would a ranged weapon be a disadvantage?
Not if they're behind something going pew, firing through.
At advantage?
At advantage.
Do I get anything because I cast shield on myself? I think it only covers 15. My AC.
15 is a success.
19
is a success.
19.
19 is a success. Leo?
Was it 14 plus? Is it a plus?
Saving throw.
Oh, plus 3. So yeah, 17 total.
All successes. So y'all run through and these arrows hit the wall on the opposite side. Y'all make it all the way into a small room. The room is still not tall. It's only about 25 feet in diameter. And you're noticing, one, immediately it is much warmer in here.
That is not his pet. That is what's going to be fed to the dragon.
Almost oppressively hot in this room. It is cramped feeling. The ceiling is still only about 6 feet. In some spots, it's as low as 5 feet. There is one exit in this room, and you can look out the exit and see, in the hallway again, the exit is only 5 feet wide. It goes to the left, or it keeps going straight. So it kind of veers off. So out of the exit out of this room, it kind of Ys. There's a Y. There's a fork in the road. And you may take the road less traveled. But it is very cramped. It is very hot in this room. There are knickknacks laying around. Just junk. Like medieval junk. Little bars of steel that are like broken off from prison cells. There are shafts to weapons that have been broken. There are little wooden boards. Just junk all in this room. You also notice there are, again, little 2 feet holes in different directions in the room as well. What do you want to do?
I assume we just got to keep moving.
Yeah.
Which way?
If there's nothing great that like we need in that room, then yeah, I'd just rather keep just going on through.
So you said like keep going straight or there's something that veers off to the left?
Yep.
All right, we'll go left.
Going left?
Yep.
Okay, who's leading the way?
I still am.
Well, Bobby is, yeah, or Jarls is.
Yeah, same. I think he's in the front.
Same order. Yes. Jarls, give me a perception check as you move forward.
15.
You take about 10 steps out of this room, and you notice there is a trap set in front of you that looks like a pit trap.
Hmm?
The ground does not look the same. It's actually pretty poorly made.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to sidestep it. But because you rolled high enough, you're able to sidestep it. You continue moving until you get to
Rule Syndex.
A small Niblet. Room that Needs is Rule about Syndex. 15 no it's about 20 wow, feet in yeah. diameter.
She polymorphs into a kobold.
And you are
plot twist.
And you are hearing the sound, like almost a slurping sound. You're hearing little feet, like almost like insects moving on the ground before you get into the room. You Ew. Can stop, you can keep moving. What do you want to do?
Does this hallway have the little slits or stuff in there?
No. So this hallway leads to this one room and then it's a dead end. It leads to this one room. You don't know
right.
after you get to that. Right. That's the only room it leads
well,
to.
I obviously try to give everybody a heads up on the trap the best I can.
Yep.
While continuing to move. And yeah, I mean, I'm going to go continue into the room.
Okay.
I was about to say, would I have time to send Luna to the other entrance?
Yeah, you can try.
Which way should I send her, straight ahead?
Remember, you get comatose when you do that. You can't walk and stuff.
Oh.
Carry me.
I'll carry you. Okay. Strong.
So you're getting on Ordella's back?
Yeah.
Okay. So you hop on Ordella's back, send Luna out. She goes in the opposite direction. She goes about 75 feet and then to the kind of southeast, and then it tees.
Does she hear anything?
She hears nothing. Well, actually, make a perception check.
She's got the echolocation. Oh, yeah. 19.
Nice.
No, she doesn't hear anything.
No.
Go into your room?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You walk in, like, leashed up to all these posts in the room are giant centipedes.
I had a feeling.
And giant lizards. There's one kobold in the room riding one of the centipedes. He's got a saddle on it, and it's just walking around the room.
Interesting.
What Pee-wee's Playhouse did we fall into? Like, what the heck?
Do we all exits? See it?
There are no, from what you can tell where you are, there are no other exits.
Do we all see it? Are we?
Yeah, I would say you're all able to like peek around.
I'm gonna firebolt that guy.
Except Leo, she's.
Can we try to surprise him?
Yeah, you totally can. He doesn't notice you.
I'm gonna like put my arm up to everybody and say like, wait, hold back for a second.
Okay.
And I want to like go into like a dark shadow and like right in the front, and then shoot him.
Okay.
Got to shoot him right off.
So you got Leo on your back.
No, she's
like a little baby Bijou.
Are you still?
I'm like a little baby Bijou.
Yeah. Baby wearing.
Give me a stealth check first.
Because I'm full elf and she's half elf, so she's a little bit bigger.
20.
Okay. He does not seem like he notices you. Make an attack roll.
Okay. I'm so nervous. It's my first one. Okay, well, I'm going to put the poison on it.
Yep.
And then, well, first I have to just see if I hit. Ooh, a 17 plus 10.
Hits.
Nice.
And this is sneak attack because he does not know it's coming.
Wow, so how many
dice is that? So being level 9, you will get 5 d6 for the sneak attack, a d6 for your bolt, and then 2 d6 for the poison. So you're going to roll 8 d6.
Dang.
Don't do it.
Rogues, man.
What?
She is so strong.
So strong. So brave. Hashtag brave. Hashtag strong.
Yeah, because that's some low numbers though. 6. 27.
27 plus
6.
Wow.
33.
Cheez-Its and crackers.
So you
and that's just my first hit.
That's your first hit. So you hold your hand back to get Silas to stop. You kind of grab Yaros, almost grab the shield that's on his back and pull him to the side. As soon as he moves to the side, Yaros, you just hear loudly next to your ear the crossbow being fired. The bolt arcs forward and straight through his temple off to the other side. Like it's like it doesn't even give any resistance as it goes all the way through his head and he just slumps over dead on the ground and the centipede just takes no notice and just keeps walking around the room.
Okay, so while I'm in there, I want to make a perception check.
You're going in the room now?
Yeah, I thought it was like tucked in a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. At advantage. Oh, I rolled a 19 plus 10. 29.
Golly.
Good Lord.
That's a lot.
Tell me everything.
Well, there's not much more other than there's like a, there's a corner with some just slop in it that these lizards and centipedes are eating. You do see one corner of the room. There are like 5 lizards all piled up on top of each other. Other than that, it doesn't There doesn't seem to be anything. There's definitely not an exit in the room, but you do see a few of those smaller holes throughout the room.
Okay, I slink back in.
Okay.
This is not it. This is not it, guys. There was somebody in there, but I killed him. He's gone. There's a bunch of like huge centipedes in there and lizards. I think we have to go back.
Okay. One kobold down.
Mm. One, yeah. We did it.
Yeah, that's pretty epic, actually.
Thanks.
All right, Yarosh leading the way.
All right, we go down. You sent Luna down another path. Oh, she's still in her thing.
Yeah, do I see? Which do I get to choose which way
you
Luna
can
go?
You can go 30. You can go either 30 feet. It kind of tees off to the northeast or the southwest. You can go either 30 feet to the northeast or 30 feet to the southwest.
Let's do northeast.
Okay. You go about 30 feet to the northeast and you see there's a door heading to the north where it continues on.
Okay, so I'm going to go and wake up.
Okay.
Guys, there's a... Okay, so if we take the other fork and then we go down that way and we go to the north-ish, there is a door there and another hallway. So that's all I could tell. From now.
Heading that way?
Or could I see like a text? Like, did it say in kobold, like, exit?
No.
Emergency exit?
Because I feel like a dragon's not going to be behind a door. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
You don't know?
We just don't know what's going to be behind the door.
Yeah.
All right, let's go see.
Okay.
Go that way.
Y'all
are already pretty deep in it. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Y'all head south, then southeast. The same direction Luna went until you get to the T. Yarosh, give me a perception check. And remember, these corridors are super tight as y'all are walking through.
16.
You stop, you put your hand out, and then this huge guillotine just swoops in front of you.
Oh,
and you hear above you the pattering of feet. You swear you hear. It's very muffled.
I almost got him.
Almost high.
Can I shoot a firebolt up there? Or
you can try.
Is there like a little...
It almost looks like the same thing that you saw in that main hallway before you got there. There are about 6-inch wide holes all throughout. And then on the walls, they're much smaller, like 2 feet wide.
Can I cast a mage hand and like like whack-a-mole?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
you can if you can see one.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna have my mage hand out and just kind of if I see one.
Okay.
I like it.
So y'all head to the north. You get to the door.
So did she see one?
To the northeast.
When do I see one?
Yeah, did
right
she
now?
Whack a mole?
I'll let you know when you see one.
Okay.
Do you just have your mage hand floating around?
Yeah, it's just floating above.
Gotcha. Like just hovering right next to the ceiling.
May block some stuff.
To the north, there's the door. Just open it and walking in.
Yeah.
Or may should I open it with the mage hand? Yeah.
I would like to check it because there's been a lot
That's a good
of
idea.
Commotion in those little tunnels.
Give me an investigation check.
Okay.
At advantage with your new feature.
18 plus 4. 22.
You take a few moments, even though you feel like you're rushed because all these traps have been going off. There's been arrows coming at you from the walls. You're checking around. You don't see any traps around the edges. And so you go to turn the doorknob, and as you're starting to turn it, you realize it is definitely tripped in some form or fashion on the inside.
Something's going on with this door. So we either go a different route or not one of us open it. Does anyone?
I can use my mage hand.
We'll just stand back and you try that?
Yeah, I'll open it.
With your mage hand?
With the mage hand. And,
okay.
And then Silas has his blast ready.
Your mage hand comes down. It goes to open the door. As it's about to open the door, everybody roll a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, Lord, help
who
me.
Is behind Yarosh right now?
I feel like I probably am because I've been...
Well, it's like...
In the order.
It's like Yarosh. Oh, are we in a single file line?
Yeah.
Or in a, oh.
I guess everybody would be behind you still.
Yeah.
Okay. So, actually, only Yarosh give me a saving throw.
Oh.
And Dex?
Dex. As you see this little glass vial... Two glass vials drop from the holes, and it's orange and hits the ground and just it explodes, but it explodes with fire damage. They will take none because they're in that cone.
Oh, wait,
from behind.
He's got his gauntlet.
I know he would take resistance, so he'd take half.
But it is something I can see happening. So
yeah.
15 plus 3.
You succeed.
Nice.
Woo.
dodge out of the way just in time. You take no damage. That door opens. As the door opens, you just hear ding, 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 as darts shoot across adjacent to each other, going in opposite directions in this room.
You tried, but I feel like Boren snoring like lied to us. So it's gonna be a cakewalk.
I'm so sick of these mountain
hashtag
people.
Jealous dwarf. Yeah.
This Liars. Room, as soon as you open,
I'm taking that anvil back.
There are tons of resources in this room, but immediately upon looking at it, they are clearly resources to make traps.
Oh, perfect. Anything for you?
Yeah, I know. What can I take?
There are little hammers. There's small gears that are moving. There are blueprints on the walls that are like terribly written in kobold. There's a lot of like little tools. They're sharp. There's very, very small arrows. There are some darts. There's this weird smell of oil in the room. There is no exit in this room other than two small holes that are about 2.5 feet tall.
All right, so I guess we'll back up.
Before we leave, can I try to take some little arrows that I find and reset the trap? So whatever one of them tries to walk in will get hit?
Yeah, give me a...
I was going to burn that room down.
Give me a sleight of hand.
Or wait, just burn it down. Burn all that stuff in there.
Yeah, I mean, you said it smells like oil, right?
Yeah, burn it down.
So, I mean, I'm sure that's flammable, so I'm going to cast a firebolt.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
You're just...
Can we get out real fast?
Yeah.
Safe from fire.
Well, you are right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all are behind me. I'm running out of the room.
We are so good at this.
We're so good at D&D.
We're so good.
So, small explosions are happening as you're shooting. Beakers are exploding. That it is loud. It is
proud, explosive.
It is proud.
It is gone.
It is on fire. The wood is on fire in the room. It is crackling. Good. It is smoke. Smoke, smog is starting to fill the room. You shut the door behind you. You are in this hallway still. You can continue on to the east or you can go back to the west. And that is it for this week's 20 Sides. Make sure you tune in each week as Lichbane Thunderforce ventures across the Veiled Lands. Don't forget to subscribe to our Patreon by going over to patreon.com/20sides for extra exclusive access to us. Follow us on all the socials everywhere at 20 Sides Pod. And as usual, we couldn't do this without the atmospheric background tracks from tabletopaudio.com. We will see you right here next week on 20 Sides. But wait, there's one more thing. If you haven't heard, we have partnered with Claymore Miniatures. You have to go check them out. Go to myminifactory.com and search Claymore Miniatures. And I promise you, you are going to love what they have to offer. They are detailed sculpts. They are extremely realistic, but I think most importantly, they are very, very artful. They are the miniatures that I have been searching for forever. So stop what you're doing. Head over to myminifactory.com today and search Claymore Miniatures and get your buy on.